Thank you and good morning. The sweep of the Devil's Playground by the Eureka Police Department and supporting law enforcement agencies was directed at a specific group of individuals, according to Captain Steve Watson, who commanded the operation on Wednesday morning.
One of the issues that we've observed occurring over the past several months is a more aggressive and hardened criminal element moving into the camps where they've found a kind of somewhat of a safe haven in their mind. And these more hardened criminals have been preying on not only other transients and homeless individuals in those camps, but also on the neighboring businesses.
Officers confiscated 16 firearms and drugs and drug paraphernalia during the sweep and arrested 27 people for current violations or outstanding warrants. The Greenbelt area has been an ongoing problem for emergency services in Eureka and has been the target of more than one police raid in the past 6 months. Watson said it's easy to understand why people who don't want to be seen or contacted by police would choose that area.
So when you have a vulnerable homeless population already existing in an area that's surrounded by greenbelt and not necessarily that easily accessible to law enforcement, where there's plenty of locations to hide, that creates an inviting environment for these kind of individuals.
Watson said the sweep was just one step in removing the criminal element, but also in removing the transient and homeless population, and that future efforts will be centered around finding permanent residences for those that need them. In other crime news, Eureka police arrested 33-year-old Eureka resident William Allen Lindsay on Wednesday afternoon after a citizen hailed a passing police car on Myrtle Avenue to report that Lindsay had just threatened to shoot them. The officer soon located the vehicle in which Lindsay was a passenger, and due to his probation status, a search of the car was conducted. The officer found Lindsay in possession of a loaded 9mm pistol, brass knuckles, heroin, and meth. Lindsay was arrested without incident and booked into county jail on several charges, including drug and weapons possession. In Garberville, sheriff's deputies arrested 25-year-old Michael Anthony Wade on Wednesday afternoon after he was contacted by a patrol deputy outside of a hotel on Redwood Drive. Wade was known to the deputy and on probation. A search of his person turned up 10 grams of heroin. A search of the room Wade was renting at the motel was searched as well, and the deputy found drug paraphernalia, and Wade was booked into county jail. Local, state, and federal officials are dealing with a group of miners who have taken over the old sugar pine mine east of Grants Pass, and they are trying to avoid another standoff similar to what took place at the Bundy Ranch last year. According to the miners, who were served with a cease and desist order by Josephine County Sheriff's deputies and Bureau of Land Management agents last week, the federal government has no jurisdiction over the gold mine site, which was first opened in the 1870s. Right-wing and government conspiracy websites have picked up the story, and a call has gone out to self-described militia members to travel to the Galice mines to support the miners. The miners have claimed that they will obey no orders from state or federal governments because they are illegal and invalid. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The roots of the program stretch back 100 years to 1916, but the battle for funding remains a very modern one. Earlier this week, the United States Senate passed a bill that is headed to the president's desk for his signature, and contained in that bill is the resumption of the Secure Rural Schools Act. Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagles said that approximately $900,000 for local schools is always good news.
At one time, the subsidy to County of Humboldt and to school districts in Humboldt County was near $2 million. So that the funding source has been ratcheted down over time quite substantially. But any dollar that we can receive to help maintain our educational programs is obviously welcome.
The program was started when the federal government began claiming land, particularly forest land. Eagle said that if the federal government continues to purchase land, the SRS funding must continue as well, and right now, that is no guarantee.
It's not like the national lands are going away. In fact, the federal government is continuing to expand its ownership of property, not only here in California, but other areas of the nation. And there has to be a continued commitment on the federal government's part, that if they're going to pick up land that otherwise would be taxed locally in the state, that there will be some offsets.
Humboldt is one of more than 400 counties that receives SRS funding each year from the federal government. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.